Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, we are talking about the rhetoric of love poems. And specifically, I'll be reading four love poems and asking some questions about which poem you would prefer to get from a significant other and what different feelings and emotions and experiences are connected to each love poem. And so I'm going to start with a poem called Oranges, written by Gary Soto. So this is Oranges. The first time I walked with a girl, I was 12, cold and weighted down with two oranges in my jacket. December, frost cracking beneath my steps, my breath before me, then gone. As I walked toward her house, the one whose porch light burned yellow, night and day in any weather. A dog barked at me until she came out pulling at her gloves, face bright with rouge. I smiled, touched her shoulder, and led her down the street, across a used car lot and a line of newly planted trees, until we were breathing before a drugstore. We entered the tiny bell bringing a sales lady down a narrow aisle of goods. I turned to the candies, tiered like bleachers, and asked what she wanted. Light in her eyes, a smile starting at the corners of her mouth. I fingered a nickel in my pocket, and when she lifted a chocolate that cost a dime, I didn't say anything. I took the nickel from my pocket, then an orange, and set them quietly on the counter. When I looked up, the lady's eyes met mine and held them, knowing very well what it was all about. Outside, a few cars hissing past, fog hanging like old coats between the trees. I took my girl's hand in mine for two blocks, then released it to let her unwrap the chocolate. I peeled my orange that was so bright against the gray of December that from some distance someone might have thought I was making a fire in my hands. Okay, so that was Oranges by Gary Soto, and that poem is expressing a very young and inexperienced love. And so the poet is writing from his perspective when he was 12 years old. So actually putting his age in the poem tells us he was young. And it's a sweet love poem, right? He is simply walking to this girl's house. They're walking hand in hand to the store. He asks her what she wants, and she wants a chocolate that costs 10 cents, but he only has a nickel and an orange. And so he gives one of his oranges to the sales lady, and she lets him buy it that way. And then the poem ends with this really nice imagery of him peeling his orange, and he ends with, "Someone might have thought I was making a fire in my hands," which is him expressing how happy and in love he is with this girl who he was able to buy a chocolate for. And so that's the first love poem, kind of a young love, an inexperienced love, sweet type of love. So the second poem is different. This one is called "I've Been Under Many Ceilings," and it's actually written by me, Robert Tinajero. So this is "I've Been Under Many Ceilings." I've been under many ceilings, seen, stared, glimpsed. The first, a new womb hospital room ceiling, sleeping somewhere in my memory of bright lights, infused with life and new smells. The ceiling above my first bed, tall, strong, aged with scuffs, scrapes, and ant-sized holes, remnants of pencil throwing, ice cream fights, and tacks. My first dorm room, off-white, peeling paint, possibly pregnant with asbestos. My first apartment, that mayonnaise-colored, goose-bumply mother to a rattling ceiling fan. Cold, unfamiliar ceilings of hotel rooms in just here for the weekend cities. ceilings of houses not quite home, random ceilings above random houses of random people, one-night stands and dentist's offices with floral prints that don't ease the uneasiness. But tonight, I slip off my socks, lay in bed, and remember wood, tile, paint, vents, bugs, webs. I have seen and slept under many ceilings. Today I have decided I want to see the rest with you at my side. So the rhetoric of this love poem is quite different from that of Oranges, right? Oranges was young, this young, sweet love. And I've been under many ceilings. You get a person that is older, and we can assume that by the different ceilings that he's talking about in the poem and these different experiences, right? We get the first ceiling that he sees in the hospital room when he's born. Then it moves on to his dorm room and his first apartment. He even talks about random ceilings above random houses of random people, which might sound odd, but there are times that we, you know, sleep at a, you know, friend's house, or, you know, we're at a party in college or at some point and we end up passing out on the couch, right? And then he talks specifically about the ceilings in after having a one-night stand and the ceilings in dentist offices, both of which create this uneasiness. And so as a listener, so far I've talked about two poems and read two poems. I want you to think about which poem between those two you would prefer to get from a significant other. Would you want the sweet young love poem, or would you want the poem where the person is being upfront about having been through experiences, but then at the end they have decided they want to, you know, to spend the rest of their lives with you at their side? So the third poem I'm going to read is called True Love, and this is by Judith Vyhorst. True Love. It is true love because I put on eyeliner and a concerto and make pungent observations about the great issues of the day, even when there's no one here but him. And because I do not resent watching the Green Bay Packers, even though I'm philosophically opposed to football. And because when he is late for dinner, and I know he must be either having an affair or lying dead in the middle of the street, I always hope he's dead. It's true love because if he said, quit drinking martinis, but I kept drinking them, and the next morning I couldn't get out of bed, he wouldn't tell me he told me so. And because he is willing to wear unironed undershorts out of respect for the fact that I am philosophically opposed to ironing. And because if his mother was drowning and I was drowning and he had to choose one of us to save, he says he'd save me. It's true love because when he went to San Francisco on business while I had to stay home with the painters and the exterminator and the baby who was getting the chicken pox, he understood why I hated him. And because when I said that playing the stock market was juvenile and irresponsible, and then the stock I wouldn't let him buy went up 26 points, I understood why he hated me. And because despite cigarette cough, tooth decay, acid indigestion, dandruff, and other features of married life that tend to dampen the fires of passion, we still feel something we can call true love. And so out of the three poems, that poem is the most kind of vivid and direct in bringing up specific issues and things that a married couple may think about or go through. We get a little bit of humor, but we also get this kind of tongue-in-cheek humor where she is saying, you know, if I have to choose between him having an affair or being dead, I always hope he's dead, right? And so that's kind of a funny way of saying, you know, that would really hurt me if he had an affair. And when she brings up, if his mother was drowning and I was drowning and he had to choose one of us to save, he says he'd save me. And so, right, it's these little things that we say and do when we're in long-term relationships that kind of create this, what some would call a deeper love. And the most telling is the end of this poem, because the poet brings up things that we rarely connect with love poems, right? Love poems, we usually think of beautiful imagery and things like sun and flowers and your hair is like silk. But in this poem, we get, despite cigarette cough, tooth decay, acid indigestion, dandruff, and other features of married life that tend to dampen the fires of passion, we still feel something we can call true love. So now we have three poems. We have the Oranges poem, that is this sweet type of love. We have I've Been Under Many Ceilings, where we get this kind of love poem that is a person's journey through real life, and then they're choosing that person at the end. And then we have True Love, which talks about real life, everyday things that couples go through, and at the end of the day, they still love each other. So as a listener, I want you to kind of think about which love poem you like the most, or which one you would appreciate the most getting from somebody that you're with, right? If you're thinking about your birthday or Valentine's Day, or just a random poem you're getting from somebody, which poem you would prefer to get. The last poem I'll read is called Beneath My Hand and Eye, the Distant Hills, Your Body, and is by Gary Snyder. Beneath my hand and eye, the distant hills, your body. What my hand follows on your body is the line, a stream of love, of heat, of light. What my eye lascivious licks over watching far snow-dappled mountains is that stream of power. What my hand curves over, following the line, hip and groin, where I follow by hand and eye the swimming limit of your body, as when vision idly dallies on the hills, loving what it feeds on, soft cinder cones and craters, took 10 minutes more to look again, a leap of power unfurling, left, right, right. My heart beat faster looking at snowy mountains. As my hand feeds on you, runs down your side and curls beneath your hip, oil pool, stratum, water, what is within, not known, but I feel it sinking with a breath, pushed ruthless surely down. Beneath this long caress of hand and eye, we learn the flower burning outward from below. So this poem is clearly a much more sexual poem, right? We get this line, where I follow by hand and eye the swimming limit of your body. And so it's much more sensual and very different from the other three love poems that I've read. And so at this point, those are the four poems I want you, once again, as a listener, to think about which one you would prefer to get from somebody that you are with or dating. And that's something else you can think about, is at what point in a relationship would you prefer to get one of the specific poems? Maybe if it's somebody that you have only been dating a couple of weeks, you would want to get one kind of poem. Or maybe if it's somebody that you've been with for 20 years, 10 years, and you would like to get a different kind of poem. And what's interesting is, you know, I've talked about these poems with my students, and sometimes you would think, oh, when you are with somebody for a long time, maybe you would prefer getting the true love poem, right? Where they're bringing up things like dandruff and acid indigestion and these different decisions that are made in a long-term relationship. But it could be that when you're with somebody for 10 years, you would prefer to get the more sensual poem, or maybe you would prefer to get the sweet poem, or maybe you'd prefer to get the I've Been Under Many Ceilings poem. And so, as always, I always want my listeners to talk about this with their friends, family, coworkers, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, and think about which poem you like the best and why. And if you want to look these poems up, once again, the first one was called Oranges by Gary Soto. The second one is I've Been Under Many Ceilings by me, Robert Tinajero. The third one is True Love by Judith Vyorst. And the fourth one is Beneath My Hand and Eye, the Distant Hills, Your Body by Gary Snyder. I hope you enjoy this episode. As always, please rate and review the podcast. You can listen on Anchor, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. So please share the episode if you like it. And you can hit me up on social media at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Words, Words, Words. Have a great day.